Greetings, friends and new listeners, and welcome to the Archie Harding Ministries program. I'm Sharon Knotts, greeting you with thanksgiving for tuning in today, because we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. I'm very excited for you to hear today's message by myself and my dad, Brother Hardy. It is tremendously eye-opening to the cause and effect of demonic harassment, oppression, and bondage that many Christians experience and what to do about it. Find out now in today's message, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy. Now we're going to talk real quickly before I turn it over to Brother Hardy about some of the spiritual matters. I'm going to refer you now to scriptures. You can read them later if you want to. In Isaiah, the 8th chapter and the 19th verse, all this ties together with the psychic phenomena. We are being inundated with psychic phenomena. On your television, you can call on the phones. It's everywhere. Commercials, everywhere you look, it's there. What does the Word of God have to say about it? Isaiah 8:19 says, "And when they say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, and unto wizards that peep and mutter." Somebody say, peep and mutter.
Peep and mutter.
That's what they're, this is what we're talking about, demons. Demons peep and mutter. Should not a people seek unto their God? God says, why are you going to these demons? Why are you going to these so-called psychics? Why are you turning to these familiar spirits and these wizards and these fortune tellers? Can't you come to God, the God of the living? There were severe warnings in the Bible against this. Now, familiar spirit refers to wizards, sorcerers, necromancers. What's a necromancer? The word necro refers to death. There are people that call up spirits from the dead. Now, let me tell you something. Those spirits are not those people. They're imitating demons. Because when a man dies, the spirit either goes unto God or it goes down. But those people do not come back. They're imitating spirits. The Bible says, woe unto them. The Bible says clearly in Leviticus 19:31, not to seek after them. Do not be defiled by them. Do not be profaned by them. Do not be desecrated by them. The Bible says in Leviticus 20 and verse 6, if you turn to those things, whosoever turns to them shall be cut off. The Bible says in Leviticus 20, 27, those who practice such things, those who are the doers of those things, are to be stoned to death. That's what God's got to say about psychics. Stone them to death. Now, we can't do that legally today, but the judgment is reserved for them. But how dare you turn to these things and make these phone calls? How many say amen? Deuteronomy 18:10, a very important scripture. God forbids them against using divination. Divination is trying to discern the future. What's going to be? What's going to happen? Observer of times. That's what the King James says. Modern translation, astrology. Consulting your horoscope. Some people, while they read the comics, they read their horoscope. I'm not making this up. I know Christians who read their horoscope every day. God says it's a forbidden abomination. Some people can tell you what sign they are, but they can't tell you. If you asked them a scripture in the Bible, they couldn't tell you where it was. How many say amen? Observer of times, enchanter, witch, charmer, consulter of familiar spirits, wizard, necromancer. These are all an abomination unto the Lord. These are all the things that the Canaanites, the Amorites, the Amalekites, and all of those peoples practiced. And this is one of the reasons why God drove them out of the land. They polluted the land and those very houses with this kind of activity. And that's why God said the children of Israel couldn't even live in those houses. They had to tear them down. How many say amen? All right. I'm going to close with this thought. There were a lot of kings. There were more wicked kings in Israel and Judah than there were righteous. Some of the well-known ones are Ahab. But what the Bible says, the absolute most wicked king of all was Manasseh. He did a lot of wicked, ungodly things and a lot of abominations. But one of the things that angered God the most was he turned Israel to the worship of astrology. And in the temple of God, he built a tower that had the signs to the heavens. And he introduced that kind of worship and idol worship into the house of God. God banished him. He lost everything. They put a ring in his nose and a chain on his nose, and they drug him like a beast. And they mocked him when they took him away to Babylon. God brought him all the way down because he caused his people to do such abominable things. And a lot of Christians are bringing that into their very homes. And they're wondering why they've got contention and strife and discord and lust. And their husbands and wives aren't getting along. And they have lust problems. They're on the verge of committing adultery. Their kids are on drugs. Their kids are out in the streets. There's fighting and arguing and all kinds of contention in the houses of God's people. Fear. Their children are tormented by spirits of fear and demons. And it's because there's leprosy in the house. And you cannot bring the oil, and you cannot bring the glory, and you cannot bring the Holy Spirit where there's leprosy. He won't live there. You've got to get the leprosy out before you can get the blessing in.
Your life will never be the same after this service. You're either going to enter into blessings, or else you're going to have more trouble than you ever dreamed of. Just to summarize real quick, I believe she thoroughly covered it. That's why when the Lord told us both to do it, she had it all and really stirred up us, said, just go ahead and take it. Hallelujah. How many say amen? Because she's more analytical than I am anyway. Joshua, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse. Now they're coming to possess the land, like Sharon said. I'm going to give you all of these things, give you these houses and such. In the 18th verse, he said, and ye in any wise keep yourself from the accursed thing, lest you make yourself accursed when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. If God's convicted you this morning, you don't clean this stuff out of your house, you're going to become accursed. The demon spirits are going to have complete control. And if you come into the house of God, you're going to bring that in here. And I don't want it in here. How many say amen? Now, if you're coming to be delivered, different story. You playing with that stuff, I don't want you. Go ahead, go to a player's house. Amen. I'm talking serious. I'd rather have nobody here but me and be saved and clean. Amen? Amen? Amen or oh me. Amen. I want to bring illustrations of this. Team was in India. For 10 years, they couldn't get to this particular tribe. They couldn't get in. They couldn't witness. They couldn't bring deliverance. They couldn't tell them about Jesus. And finally, one of the workers that was one of their Indian workers found out that they were, whole village was sick and diseased, and no manner of medicine, no manner of offerings to their idol gods, because they were idol worshipers. You know, India's more idol worshiper than Africa ever was. India has more gods that they have almost as many gods as they have people, and they're more. I was surprised when I went to Trinidad. I was thinking just going to be natives. I found out that about 90% of Trinidad were Indian people that came over, and their biggest religion is Hinduism, demon worship. In fact, we put our tent up, and it was next door to a Hindu temple, and that's all I could do was fight these demon spirits to try to have a revival there. We did. We began to get people saved and healed and delivered. But I'm talking about, you talking about demon power. I never felt this much in a lot of places I was in Africa as I did there in India. So finally, this brother told him, said, Jesus is a healer. And he kept telling them. And finally, they let him come and said, what can we do to receive these blessings of Jesus? He said, you bring all your idols, you bring all your fetishes, you bring all of the things that you worship. And they brought them all together and burnt them. And within 2 weeks, the whole village was healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, by the power of Jesus. A lot of people are not getting their healing because you've got these evil things in your house. And you're not going to get healed till you get it out. A lot of people are oppressed, vexed, obsessed, full of fears and apprehensions. They could come to church, be lifted up, rejoice, and not be 5 minutes into the house when they go home. And they're oppressed, vexed, traumatized. You've got evil in the house, and you've got a hunt in there. Pull the stones off the walls, scrape the walls if you have to. Pull the wallpaper off. Get it out of there. Get that evil presence out of there. You're not going to find your deliverance. Another missionary group in Africa couldn't get into this village. Wouldn't let them in. And outside of the city on a hill, they had what they call the healing rock. And the villages and the chief and the witch doctors and the people would come and offer sacrifice to find healing. So two of the brothers were impressed by God to get on a little hill opposite and pray and fast for 7 days. On the seventh day, God sent a rainstorm, unheard of at that time of the year. Out of the rainstorm, God shot a lightning bolt, hit the healing rock, split it in half, it rolled down the hill. The chief and all the villagers came and said, "We want to hear about Jesus."
Amen.
And the village got saved. And because their houses were so polluted with this demon spirits for all these years, they burnt the whole village down and moved a few miles away into a Christian village.
Yeah.
How many say amen?
Yeah.
Some of you might have to get out of your apartments you rented. Somebody said, "You believe in haunted houses?" No, I believe in demon-possessed houses. They practice black magic, shoot up galleries. You might have to get out of there. How many say amen? After you done pulled everything off the wall and got everything out, you still feel that evil presence, you might have to get out of there. How many hear me? Paul went into Ephesus, one of the most magnificent cities in Bible days. But it was the center of idolatry. And without fail, idolatry is always connected with demons. We're not looking for a demon under every rock. And I tell you, it's getting to the place they might be there if you look. But wherever there's idolatry, and idolatry is worshiping anything but the true and the living God. You can make anything an idol. They had the temple to the great god, Diane, they called it. Really was Aphrodite's female counterpart of Adonis, Talmud's in the Bible. And they were a city that manufactured these idols. And Paul had a great revival, and you know what they did? They all began to get their idols. They began to get their curse books. They began to get their horoscope books. They began to get their divination books. They began to get their curious arts. Huh? Let me read it in Acts 19:19. He said, "Many of them also which use curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all men. And they counted the price of them, found to be 50,000 pieces of silver." That was $32,000 in their day. I wonder what it would be in this day worth of literature. Now, what we've got to do is this. I want to give you 7 do's or don'ts to bless your home. Number one, don't criticize any people in your house. Don't criticize them anywhere. Don't let rebellious children, number two, rule your home. You're supposed to be the head of the house, and God's holding you responsible. Don't let them bring it in. How many say amen? Amen. Remove all graven images, anything connected with the occult. Like Sharon said, allow the amulets and jewelry. This one preacher, when we were studying in the college, was wondering why he'd always get these southern attacks of fear and panic. No matter of all praying and fasting, couldn't deliver him. One day the Lord told him to go down to the stables where he had some horses, and there he met a Christian brother. He said, tell this Christian brother about your problem. And the Christian brother that was bound told this other brother, he said, I just have southern attacks will come upon me, panic, fear, uncontrollable, no reason at all, just out of nowhere. And the brother says, do you know what you got around your neck? Somebody give him a Lucky Charm piece. He says, that's an amulet to a god, a demon god. He said, that's what's causing your trouble. He had to take it off and to throw it away, and then they prayed and he got delivered. You see, the Bible says, give no place to the devil. Like Sharon said, the devil is a trespasser. You get saved, God puts him on the outside. But he's trying to get in. And when you give him place by bringing in things dedicated to demons, idols, and these such things, you have opened the door and give the devil the right to come in, and he is going to come in. How many say amen?
Amen.
You need to go through your literature.
Right.
You need to stop your subscription to True Confession, John's other's wife, and all that stuff, and get some to Christian literature. You need to go through your music and throw it out.
Right.
Huh? With a demon anointing of a bunch of dope addicts spewing that stuff out. No wonder you're going to be a tool and open door for the devil. Get rid of your horoscope. You want to know anything? God said, call him up. He knows it all. Not only that, won't cost you nothing. You got problems with calling a psychic, take your phone out. Don't call them 900 girls. Don't have enough clothes to blow your nose on. I mean, what kind of mind are you going to have? Wouldn't you want me in your time of desperation and trouble, huh? Been talking to some girl on the phone, half naked, how many say amen? Got that visual contact that I see the TV ad on. You're quiet. Remove all your X-rated pornography, literature, tapes, CDs. Get rid of all your pictures. We were studying again. The brother in another chapter said he was called that this woman was having trouble in the house with demon spirits. As soon as he went in, he found out the trouble. There was a picture. The woman didn't even know it. Of evil. They had to get it out. Like Sharon said before, you can have God's blessings before we can bless the home. You got to remove everything. The priest said, take everything out of the house. Take everything that's ungodly out. If you're not positive, if you're not sure, throw it out.
Amen.
How many say amen? Amen? Burn it up. Don't give it to nobody else. By God, don't curse anybody else.
Amen.
Burn it up. We were thinking about having a burning, bringing it in, but I tell you what, my insurance company wouldn't like it. We don't want to burn the house down, of God's house down, while we're burning up the devil's mess.
Amen.
How many say amen? But you need to get you a good metal garbage can, put all that stuff in there, huh? Have a water hose ready, and burn it up. How many hears me?
Amen.
Burn it up. pray and say, God, show me everything in this house. If you got a certain room, it's always evil and bad. Something's in there wrong. Somebody before you, or maybe somebody in your family was doing some stuff. A lot of Christians started doing this, and they found, some Christians have found some of their children had satanic Bibles, Ouija boards. How many say amen? And they were wondering why there was always oppression, why they were arguing, why there was trouble. You got to clean it out and transfer good Christian music. I believe everybody ought to have a good CD or a good cassette player and a whole lot of good anointed Christian music. How many believes that Christian music, how many can bleed and be so radical with me and far out that Christian music can drive off demons? How many believe that? Are you radical and far out that can happen? What happened when Saul was troubled by demons? They said, get somebody skillful on the harp, and they got David that was anointed, the psalmist of Israel. And it said when the unclean spirit came on David, David picked up the harp and played, and he cast out the devil with the spirit of God's music. You need to get anointed music. You see, the music is anointed either by the devil and demons or by the Holy Spirit. How many say amen? And you need to get Holy Spirit anointed music. They find out when you play a lot of the music backwards of these rock groups, it's praising Satan and saying all kind of ungodly and evil things. How many say amen? And that's being what? Written on your spirit. And what's so bad for Christians to want to have Christian music? And what's so bad about having Christian pictures in the home? And what's so bad about not wanting to have pornography and evil literature in your home? How many say amen? And what's so bad about not criticizing and fault finding and talking about your leaders? No wonder you can't get some people to the church and some of your children. You don't run the leaders down so much, they're not having guided confidence, they're not going to come. I wasn't planning to say that, and it jumped out. The last thing, the seventh thing is, don't speak curses, speak blessings in your home. Oh, give the Lord a good clap offering. Hallelujah. Just bow your head a minute. I feel God. I feel him in a special way. Oh, hallelujah. For behold, I would say to thee, my children, I have set before thee the way of death, and I have set before thee the way of life this morning. And I say unto thee, choose ye life, that ye may live, for why should ye die, saith the Lord? Yea, when I have placed the evil, when I have placed the sign in your house, it is because the accursed thing is there. I say, if thou wilt seek me in prayer, behold, I will reveal the source and where the evil is. And if thou wilt take it out, and if thou wilt cleanse thy houses, and if thou wilt cleanse thy minds, if thou wilt cleanse thy spirits, and if thou wilt cleanse thy bodies, behold, I say, my peace will abide, saith the Lord, and my protection will be around thee. And behold, I say that I will beat back the powers of darkness, and I will keep thy children from the evil one. I will bless thee, saith the Lord, and thou shalt never, never run before thine enemy, but thou shalt be valiant and strong, and thou shalt build up the waste places. Yea, and thou shalt bring a revival, saith the Lord. For I say, these are dark and evil days, and as it were, the days are few. Therefore, the enemy has come out like a roaring lion, and he has released all of these wicked things and all of these evil spirits because he knows his time is short and his destiny is certain, saith God. I have said in my word that there would be a great move of evil spirits. Yea, a great move in the last day. But I say, come from amongst them, saith God. Come out of them. Like I said in Babylon, yea, in Revelations, come out of the accursed city and touch not the accursed thing. Come out from amongst them, saith God, and bring not the evil in thy house, that my blessings will leave and the curse shall be upon it. But I say, cleanse ye and make yourself clean and walk ye in the Spirit, saith God, and my blessings will overshadow thee and distill upon thee. Yea, and I will remember thy loved ones, saith God, while I am yet stretching forth my hand to save and to heal and to deliver. I will remember them in the times of visitation, saith God. Yea, I say, hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. For let him that have an ear hear, and be ye wise and not a fool, saith God, and obey and choose ye life and righteousness that ye may live. For why, saith God, should ye die and place yourself under these curses and bondages, saith the Lord? Oh, hear, saith God, for I love thee with an infinite love, and I desire to bless thee with an almighty and a mighty blessing, saith God, and I desire to bless and gather thy children and gather thy loved ones and save thy households, saith the Lord. Now remember, I have said in the word that the curse, it causeless, shall not come, saith God. And if my prosperity and my blessings are not upon thee, then examine thyself, saith the Lord, and I will send the searchlight of my word, and I will speak by my Spirit, and I will show thee wherein the accursed thing is in. And if thou will remove it and return unto me this wise, then I shall bless thee with a mighty blessings, saith thy God, that loves thee with an infinite love, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I want all of the heads of the house here, mothers and fathers, the head of the house, if you're a single parent, I want you to come up. We're going to ask God's blessing on your home. And we're going to give you a vial of oil. You don't need very much. Just put a drop over every doorpost. I only want the families, and I want the mother and father to be together, because I'm only giving one bottle in each house. How many say amen? I'm not giving for the children. We've already prayed. We've been praying over it. I know it's anointed, it's been saturated. How many felt the very special, powerful anointing in this service? I want you to give one to each head of the family. Every head of the family here is the husband's here. Every husband, raise your hand. If you're a single family, your husband is not here, your wife's not here, you raise your hand. How many say amen? I'm going to give you this vial and the instructions, and give it to everyone that's raising their hand. This will tell you what to do, because you probably can't remember everything. This will tell you what to do with the oil. How many say amen? Praise the Lord. Anoint the front door and every room, even the bathroom. Because a lot of people shot up in the bathroom. Basement. Even if you got an attic. How many say amen? Anoint the attic. How many hear me? Bless that home. Use, like Sharon said, your authority in the power of the name of Jesus. In fact, I'll see if I can give you a model prayer. I always like to let the Holy Ghost speak to you spontaneous. But you could go and say, Lord, in your name I anoint the entrance to my house, the entrance to my room, the attic. In your name, you said, whatever is bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. I bind every demonic and evil force that would try to penetrate this house. Let your blood be upon this dwelling. Yes, Let your blood and your blessings be upon each one of these rooms. Drive out all evil and wickedness. If there's been any curses, we break these curses in the name of Jesus. From this moment on, let the presence, the power, and the peace of the Holy Ghost be in my house. Put your hands on my family. Put your hands on my loved ones. Put your hands on my children. I bless them. Bless every room. I bless them. How many say amen? Bless every one of your children. Name every one of them. Name everyone in your family. Name everyone's under that roof. I bless them. I bless them. I speak blessings. I speak peace. I speak shalom. That means their whole entire welfare. I speak these blessings on them in the name of Jesus, and I break the curse in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak shalom and blessings on this household and all of those that dwell in. If there's any demonic power activity, if there's any curses upon this home, I break it now in the name of Jesus, and I release the blessings and the power of the Holy Ghost upon it right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. I trust you are being spiritually awakened by this hard-hitting but vital message, cleansing your home of spiritual leprosy. Have you ever given thought to the ways that you may be opening the doors of your home and exposing yourself and your family to the demonic realm? It could be through music, television, videos, books, jewelry, home decor, and even your children's toys. With the rise of New Age and occultic influences in America, you would be amazed how the enemy has found open doors into Christian homes through seemingly harmless products and practices that are rooted in darkness and satanic inspiration. It's time to shut the door and evict your home of the evil, because before you can consecrate and bless your home unto God and His protection, you must first clean house and evict the evil influences. Since the Lord gave us this message, it has been one of our most popular teachings because it brings deliverance and God's shalom to your home. This 2-CD set is a double header. It includes my teaching followed by preaching and a powerful prophecy given by my father, Brother Hardy. When you order this 2-CD set, Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy, for a love gift of $15 or more for the radio ministry, we will include instructions how to identify and cleanse your home of evil, as well as a vial of anointing oil to consecrate your spiritually cleansed home to God. Send your love gift of $15 or more for the radio ministry and request offer 300. That's offer 300. Our mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, go online at archiehardy.org. That's archiehardy.org. Again, order Cleansing Your Home of Spiritual Leprosy and send your love gift of $15 or more to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.